Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Jessica Alsman's in studio, plus yoga pants, suits, and I eat ass. But first this.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Good morning, bluebird singing, sitting in the morning sun. I hear the coffee perking as another day's begun. Jump into the car and oh, I'm off to work again. Pull onto that old expressway and all that I got to say. Get out of my way, get out of my way!
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh my gosh.
What?
It's here, I can tell.
What?
I can just see it. He's been warming up all morning long. Of course, I'm talking about Ace Cosby, our engineer, with the Ace Cosby joke of the day. We're seconds away. The lovely lady over there is Jessica Alsman. Like the shirt.
Hello, thank you. BobandTomStore.com.
Just re-released. We re-released another really cool classic shirt, BobandTomStore.com. The perfect gift for Mother's Day.
That's right.
May not get it in time. But, let's see. There's Pat Godwin looking serious.
Yeah.
What do you got going over there?
Jess's pants.
Jess's pants.
Oh, right.
That's why I'm staring this way. There.
Okay. Let's see. Naked. No sexual harassment, please.
Oh, what are they? Kind of yoga pants?
Yeah, like running.
Yeah,
pants,
cool.
That's the voice of Josh Arnold. The woman over there is Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk with the tan from driving around her convertible. Ha-cha-cha.
Yeah, I got the convertible out. Yes,
ha-cha-cha. Is it ha-cha-cha? How many cha?
Ha-cha-cha-cha.
You look so healthy.
I do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's ha-cha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha-cha.
There you go.
That's more ha-cha-cha-cha.
No.
Yes, it is.
Wrong.
Yes, it is.
That's
no,
the wrong
it's
rhythm.
Not. No, it isn't.
I think the rhythm.
Ha-cha-cha-cha.
That's what it is.
Ha-cha-cha-cha. No.
I think
no.
It's cha-cha, not ha-cha-cha. Yeah. Pause. Cha.
Jessica, you want to go have breakfast?
I hate all of you.
And some wine. Yes.
Bring us back some ha-cha-cha-cha.
I want some wine. This thing about the emoji thing, this guy, I'd really like to get just a giant bag of wet manure, hit him across the face when he goes, oh, we're drinking an amazing Domaine La Flave douche bagaloa. We wanted to Instagram it and just a hose of liquid feces. Just whoosh. crashed.
Now, wait a minute.
Hope we hit the Rolex, a-hole.
Sorry. Oh, wait a minute.
Weren't you a wine guy for a while?
No.
No?
No.
I love a good glass of wine. I'm not going to make fun of them.
No, but this guy's like, it's the biggest crisis on earth that they don't have an emoji.
It's not a big crisis, but...
I believe... he goes, there was no way to do it. We were outraged that our preferred alcohol was not represented with its own emoji.
Why didn't they just take a picture of the glass?
Yeah.
No kidding. So can you buy groups of emojis? Is that how this works?
Yes.
Okay, so there is a...
There are NFL emojis. There are,
now are there
religious emojis.
Doesn't Kim Kardashian have her own emojis?
I think so. Yeah.
What is it?
Ooh.
A bunch of Kim Kardashian-y things. I don't know.
You know what it is?
Yoga pants?
That is!
I'm almost done with my song. I got one more line here.
All right.
Chick has commissioned the yoga pants song.
It's taking me about 40 minutes.
Now, Jessica, you are indeed wearing yoga pants.
A couple hours ago,
I think she's wearing running tights.
Yeah.
Okay, they're nice.
They look great.
Thank you.
Well, yoga pants, great fad. I'm glad. I hope that sticks around for a long time. It's much better than those sock things from the 80s.
Leg warmers?
Leg warmers.
I wish those would come back.
I love those.
Well, if you have cankles.
But sock things.
Good for college parties.
Well, no, if you had cankles, you couldn't wear them because then they really look like cankles. You know, or cow hoofs.
So you have a yoga pants song already?
Yeah, but a couple of details here.
Okay,
Chick,
sorry.
What?
Do you want country, rock and roll, R&B, or jazz fusion?
Country.
Rock and roll it is.
Uh-huh.
Do you want like a Marvin Gaye vocal, the Leon Redbone thing I could do, maybe a little Tom Petty, or Elvis Elvis Presley?
Oh, I like a Marvin Gaye thing.
Elvis Presley it is. A little hint of Elvis, I'll give it. It's called Yoga Pants. I love a woman in a fancy dress, but it's not my favorite, I confess. You know, an outfit makes me think of romance. I really love those yoga pants. I'm behind a girl in yoga class. Can't take my eyes off her shapely ass. I'm erect in a cobra pose. Don't mind the bulge in my yoga clothes. Can't take it, sweet yoga drawers. They fit you nice when you're on all fours. I should move, no namaste. Those yoga pants sure make my day. Look at that chick in the long blonde hair. Had a beautiful derriere. She turns around and I sneak a glance. That's a dude in yoga pants. Hey! Karate chop!
What a great song.
Godwin has left the building.
You know something? The namaste line may be the line of the year.
Yeah, it's very
that
good.
That is the most subtle joke in a long time on this show.
Oh,
bravo,
thank you,
Pat.
Tom. Thank you.
Very, very good.
Omra!
Nice.
You know, you can't walk into a Target without every woman there has yoga pants on.
I don't think
I've seen one in jeans.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Just
I'm surprised that you're making it known that you enjoy viewing yoga pants.
Well, my girl wears yoga pants.
I think yoga pants are just beautiful.
Yeah, they seriously look good, and they never look
they're sexy,
trashy. You know what I mean? They're casual and nice. Yeah.
And I hate sweatpants.
And that ass? My God.
No!
Yeah, sweatpants.
I love a sweatpant, too.
I also wear sweatpants all the time.
Yeah. On girls, it's great.
No, it's not. It's awful.
No, it looks cute.
No, it looks
they look comfy.
Looks like what?
Looks like I'm not going to make any effort in life.
I love that. Like they're cuddly and want to just relax.
Want to just lay on the couch and watch TV all day?
Eat pizza and flatulate.
Didn't you wear a suit, suit and tie when you get on a plane? Do you?
No, but I love those days, though.
There it is.
Got men in full suits at the ball game.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Suit and tie and a big hat at the ball game.
That's because your dad wore a suit and tie every day of his life.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe so.
Even in the lung? Even in the iron lung, he wore the suit?
Oh, my God.
Well, Josh brings up a great point. My father had...
Hang on a second.
My father's life derailed by polio. Yes, he was in an iron lung.
Right, but would he wear a suit?
And I remember when
he was writing,
just before he died, he said, God, that Josh is the horse's ass of all time.
You never knew if he was wearing a suit and tie in the lung.
What a douche canoe. No, in the iron lung, he didn't wear a tie.
Are you naked in the lung?
Or do you
wear...
No, no, they had... I never saw him. That was before I was born. He was in the iron lung.
Your dad wore boxer shorts, I bet.
Before you were born, he was in the lung.
Oh, yeah. Way before I was born.
You think you were conceived in an iron lung?
Yes. Yes. That was the only way he could shoot out enough seed. You incredible ass.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't know about these things.
This is like serious.
No, I'm not. I just don't know about this.
The only thing I'll say about this is that I am in the presence of greatness. This is amazing.
You know what? Nothing would make me happier than Jenny McCarthy getting polio and then being featured naked in Iron Lung and Playboy for all the anti-vaxxers out there that we should put in ships and send them to other countries. Oh, you don't want your kids to give my kids diseases in school? Good. You're leaving our country. Pick one. Something that you'd like to go to. I'll pay the fare. I think I'm happy to have my tax dollars go to that rather than bitching about whatever the hell they're arguing about in Washington today. I can't stand it any longer. Nothing gets done because all they do is sue each other. Okay, great. Your side's wrong. Your side's wrong. Both of you go to hell. Vote them all out of office. That's what I say. Now,
drain the swamp. Vote them out.
Here's what I want. This next story is so tricky. I'm going to have to read it because I couldn't even edit for you, Christy. I couldn't get it. So I'm going to read this, and I don't want anyone filling in the blank. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm kind of sad. You look at him now about that instead of me. I might dive in.
Okay. Great. Let's see. Here we go. Now, you may have seen this because this story was everywhere the last couple of days. It involves a bumper sticker. Of course, guess the state this takes place in.
Florida.
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 I thought we weren't allowed to play.
Florida, man. Here we go. This guy's now behind bars. He refused to remove a bumper sticker from his car.
Yep.
His name is Dylan Shane Webb, D-I-L-L-O-N. Dylan Shane Webb, 23, driving near his home in Lake City. He was spotted by police. Police pulled him over in his pickup truck.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He refused to remove the bumper sticker and was charged with possession of obscene material. Now, again, this guy was behind bars. I'm a big advocate of free speech. But,
sure.
Now, I can't read the bumper sticker.
Oh, it's on like the naked lady of back to back or whatever it is on the
No, it's it says something no? It very specifically. The last word is a term often used to signify the backside.
Okay.
Just leave it right there.
All right.
And the first two words on his truck on the bumper sticker are I eat.
Okay.
And then you insert a short word often used to reference the backside.
Gotcha. Just letting everyone know.
Yeah.
You know.
Reaching out.
Yeah, putting it out there.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So he went to jail for this.
Yeah.
Maybe he's alone.
Ironically, to get bail, he had to go to an ATM. The longest nice. Trip to a joke on the show.
Yep.
And I only know the ATM thing thanks to you, Mr. Sicko.
Mr. Sicko.
I think it wore me out. I think that's what happened.
Oh, my God. This is a legit story. This guy is put in jail for the bumper sticker.
Wow.
I didn't know you could do that.
You mean?
Yeah, go to jail for that?
Yeah.
Well,
first of all, what he's suggesting in his bumper sticker, I'm not sure if he's familiar with the E.
Tom.
Coli from the tap.
Maybe he likes donkey meat.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, that's a thought.
Now, first of all, very funny. Second of all, that was the name of Donnie Baker's band.
Donkey Meat?
Yes, before they were doing Christian rock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think, was Donkey Day.
Wow. Well,
Donkey Day.
Okay.
Hug a Donkey Day.
That is. Why would you put that on your car, though?
Because he's a 23-year-old named Dylan.
Yeah.
And he lives in Florida.
I was going to say, when I saw Dylan Shane, I thought, oh, my God, his parents had such high hopes for this kid. And look what happened.
Well, so he's got a bumper sticker that says that. Mm-hmm. I eat.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets arrested.
Do you think his cellmate found out about it?
Saw your sticker back there.
Yeah. Well, let's see if that's true.
Saw your sticker in impound.
But that's a true thing, huh? I had no idea. I wish I didn't know.
It was a nice truck, though. Really shiny rims.
Just had them done.
Wait a minute. Time out. You didn't know that you could get arrested for having a bumper sticker, or you didn't know that what he wanted to do was a thing?
Both. Yeah.
Never in the throes of passion there, Tom? It's pretty, it's in the vicinity.
Excuse me, right if I could, could I elevate the level of conversation?
Sure.
I've often wondered that.
Yeah.
Around the corner, fudge is made, okay? Doctor friend of mine told me that.
You got the protesters.
Man and woman, they
put that in a hot tub.
There's only one reason to
fresh
have
out
intercourse is to have a baby. Uh-huh. That, of course, means pants around
you know
your
something?
Ankles.
I don't eat mustard.
What?
Is it because turds in that word? Is that what you're trying to
I don't care for tongue. The beef tongue. That is, wow.
What about a cheek? Ever kiss a cheek?
Maybe give it a friendly bite, a nibble.
Pat.
Nibble on the old buttock.
Not a biter.
Not a gnasher, but like a.
Ever lay your head on it and watch TV?
Oh, that's a delight.
That's the best.
That is fun.
It's before or after you kill it.
What? Well, it depends on. It's sort of like a pillow when it gets too hot and you flip the side over and it's cool.
You know,
before or after you kill them, it's a cool pillow.
Oh,
what am I talking
gosh.
About?
Someone can't be affectionate unless they're dead, obviously.
Just kidding. This story is out there, so if you want to see what the bumper sticker actually said. I can't believe he's smiling in his
Of course. Look at the guy.
Yeah, it looks like he may not. He eats that. Looks like he eats a lot of cheeseburgers, too.
larger man, is he?
So what?
Or actually, he calls them Asperger's, which is an illness. This all ties in. You jerk. Okay, sorry. Christy, back to you. You know something? Wait a second. We have another song coming up.
I hope it's not tossed salads.
What?
I eat tossed salads. Yeah. Very good. You're on fire today, Jessica.
I should come on the show.
You are on the show.
Yes, do worry.
Well, if you're going to do that.
Oh. Boy, yeah, that's dirty.
Wow.
We're going to need a 220 line. Sorry, these are all just friendly jokes. I don't want the lady from HR coming back over here, although she is.
Oh, dude, the jugs on her. Boy, oh, boy.
Nice.
Okay, let's keep with the theme here.
Yes.
What? Juvenile behavior.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
A tavern in Ohio has been serving a menstrual-themed cocktail.
Oh, is that this right? Is so stupid.
That includes a tampon applicator. They've been ordered to stop serving it by the Cuyahoga County Board of Health. Lakewood, Ohio's bar called Yuzi came under fire for serving the drink, which came with the tampon garnish.
Isn't that nice?
The Cuyahoga County Board of Health came by Monday and told the bar to stop serving the drink. The health department wants to test the applicators for potential chemicals. Yuzi is still serving the drink, though, without the garnish. It's called Even Can't Literally, an apparently meaningless, pointless name that...
Right there, I would close the bar.
I have no idea what's in the drink.
It's called the Even Can't
That's
Literally.
That's funny. Like, it's I like Can't Even. Like,
right.
Can't Even. Literally.
I literally can't
literally
even.
Literally can't even right now.
Yeah.
That's what that's from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Close the bar. Jackass.
Why the applicator? It doesn't make any sense.
So they're not serving... Can you bring your own tampon in?
Huh.
Wouldn't it be...
Bloody Mary.
So it's like BYOT? A stir?
Yeah, there's some bad joke there that I'm not getting.
It's just the plastic applicator. It's like the...
That's even more pointless.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I don't mean to be distasteful. Is it a red drink?
It's right there. Do you see it? Can you see
it? I mean,
are
they trying to make some Bloody Mary joke?
It's a berry margarita garnished with a tampon applicator.
Berry, okay.
Berry, yeah.
Could you use the applicator as like a straw?
You could.
But what's the point? You know, what is it? Two-thirds of the women in the world can't even get proper sanitary napkins and sanitary things and... This idiot is doing this. Is this supposed to be cute?
I guess so. It's probably supposed to be funny, but it's
it's not.
It's just kind of bizarre.
Especially when you call it the can't even literally. Ugh, man. Have you ever read the stats on the number of women in the world that can't access proper feminine hygiene products?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Where they're practically illegal because their countries are being run by idiots. I say stop selling them, period.
Hey! You know, I was sitting here thinking there's no way he's genuinely concerned about what he's talking
Apparently,
no, I am.
One of the problems was they were actually making women order these. There was sort of an obligation there. Now, the drink with the pads, the maxi pads, that no strings attached with that. Yeah. I got a wow from Ace. Wow.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persils sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.